morning, Vietnam.
Don't do fucking drugs.
What's up, everybody? Liam here for episode
79
of the Bay Podcast. I'm running solo tonight because I got a lot to talk about and I got a lot to do, so I'm going to try to get this done really quick. All right, first up, yeah, we've been working on a lot of stuff. We've been working on all the events to get them ready for Black Friday, which I'll touch on in a little bit. And we've also been filming our new sitcom project called Hooch, The Bay Show. We just did two episodes a couple weeks ago, and it was a fun day. It was a fun day. It was a lot of work, but it was a long day, but it was a lot of fun. And I think it was pretty successful. We have two episodes pretty much shot, and we'll keep it going. We got another day set in December and another big day for filming set in January in the new year. So here's a little clip of what we have so far. How's the job coming along?
Hey, sir. Progress on the mutt maintenance hasn't been going so well.
Really? Why not? You've been out there for 3 hours.
Well, there's a lot of friction in the undercarriage, and anytime I touch it, it burns.
Are you sure you're using the right tool?
Yeah, but it feels like I'm cruising down the 2-dough strip raw, and now I'm paying for it.
That sounds really rough down there, Mooch. But you know what? I got something for you. Here, try this. All-purpose lube.
Oh, wow. Appreciate it, Captain. I'm going to try it right away.
Yeah, so, like I said, we're not the best actors. I've said that earlier. But I think it'll get the point across, and hopefully the jokes are funny enough where our shitty acting makes up for it. So let's cut to another clip of Sabia and his lifer hacks.
It's Joe Sabia and lifer hacks.
Thank you, and welcome back to Lifer Hacks, a series dedicated to improving the well-being and authenticity of reenactors that attend Broken Arrow events, thus raising the bar for the event itself. Lesson 3 of Lifer Hacks, Tips and Tricks for the Trails, Spray Can Medication. Sometimes immersion accidentally goes too far, and some people might contract the dreaded jungle rot. Athlete's foot lotion needs to be washed off your fingers with soap and water, but you can make life easier by getting antifungal powder spray. Follow the instructions and do not use while smoking or near open flame. There are also spray cans of anti-itch and burn ointments, whether you wish to avoid getting greasy, medicated meat hooks, or if the afflicted area is simply too hard to reach. Spray deodorant is also a great idea for areas of responsibility below the equator. This is Sergeant Sabia signing off. Please show some respect and come correct.
All right, thank you, Mr. Sabia. Okay, so another thing that we're working on, probably spring 2026, is the Bay Cooking Show, something that, no pun intended, Sabia and Ferrucci have been cooking up, and we have a little teaser for that just now here.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Chow Chow Chow, the Bay Cooking Show. And, Mooch?
What?
Where'd you get that?
Over there.
In the old Sea Rats?
That's not
one of the props that I bought.
Wait, are you kidding me?
No.
Dude, I was hungry.
Dude, you're gonna die.
No, come on, man.
Dude, sell your stuff. I'll buy it from you, but like...
For how much?
Why are you not throwing it up yet? You should go throw up.
Do you see how much I eat?
Yeah, you ate the whole... It's fucking empty.
Yeah, I know.
All right, thanks, fellas. So yeah, we have a lot going on. We have a lot of media planned. It's we're trying to make use of our time without any of the events going on. So with that said, yeah, it's almost game time to release those tickets. But we have a lot going on. Let me see. I'm checking my notes here. All right, so something related to the events. We have Wizards First Termer Scholarship Fund. At the time of this recording, it's actually the day that my dad passed a few years ago. And that year we started the Wizards First Termer Scholarship Fund. And basically what that is any of the new guys coming out to our events for the first time and they need help acquiring the right gear, we're basically giving them a $50 scholarship or stipend to acquire the gear they need. So, with that said, we basically choose, it's usually core staff, the guys who answer a lot of the questions. We just feel like if there's guys who are showing a lot of interest, still need some help, but they're doing the right thing, they sign up for the event early, they're ready to go, they're asking the right questions, and just genuine interest, really. That's ultimately what you need to do to qualify. But we will award you with stuff you need. Last year we picked two guys and they had just about everything they need. They were actually really good new guys and they listened and took our advice to heart. So we gave them a Bay care package, which was like a bunch of carabiners, which you guys know carabiners are pretty useful. Canteens, C-Rat boxes. I think we had a couple Bay t-shirts in there. Just stuff that I guess would supplement their already growing collection. So, yeah, that was really in honor of my dad, who he was usually the one helping guys out, lending his rifle. He wasn't going out in the field anymore towards the last few years of his attendance of all the Bay events. So he just started, like, lending guys his stuff. So in honor of that, in honor of the spirit of doing that, that's what Bay's doing as a company, I guess. So that's really it for the podcast. I don't really have much else to say or much going on. But in place of the supply run spotlight, we're going to cover all of our Black Friday, Bay Day deals.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an important update. Bay Day deals have just dropped for Black Friday. Tired of counting pennies to attend Broken Arrow events? Well, book your ticket to Fake Vietnam right now! Hurry up, you nerds! We have tons of crazy deals for you crazy kids! Don't wait, because these deals are explosive!
Alright guys, welcome to the Bay Day Black Friday edition of the Bay Podcast. So you're wondering, what is Bay going to be doing this year? What are we selling? Well, let me tell you. First off, we have Tiger Mountain, which is the big August event. The 9-day or 10-day, depending when you show up, event that we do every year. That is $70 off. So prices are as low as $130 for the GIs, $115 for the Communist Vietnamese Forces. Those are limited supply, right? Those prices, those tickets at that price are a limited supply. But we will still have discounted pricing when those run out. So historically, those go fast. 1 year I did it and I didn't limit it. And we sold like 30 tickets like day one in like 3 hours. It was crazy. It was our best year ever. In the past years, it's been pretty steady. We do sell out of those limited supply run tickets pretty fast. I'll be putting it live, let's say, either Thanksgiving night or early Black Friday morning. So that's the 28th. And they'll sell out in a few hours. So if you're really itching to save and sign up, like, get on it. Get on it. Just keep posted. You'll see a post like this, similar to this, or something. Just be aware on the Bay social media, either Facebook, Instagram, or even Discord will make some kind of an announcement. But yeah, tickets are going to be $70 off. That's Tiger Mountain, which is going to be Warwick, New York, starting July 26th to August 1st, I believe. So we call it the Big August event, but it's moving far and far back. I think eventually we're going to have to reset it. That's a discussion for a different podcast. All right, next up, we have Bait, which is the Battle of Calm Duck, which is going to be in Gettysburg, June 25th. Prices are $100, so you take $25 off the ticket price. And that's actually a really good deal, in my opinion, because that event is going to be a four-day event now. So it's going to be from, June 25th to the 28th, I believe. So it's like a Thursday to Sunday. But we may actually try to be up there one day earlier to help set up a tent. Set up a small camp. We're going to set up a few tents similar to what we had at Ben Hett. So if guys had fun last year for that event, that was the Mobile Guerrilla Force event. That's our Tiger Stripe Mike Force event. Please sign up. Let us know you're going. And obviously come early. The start day is going to be definitely that Thursday. We'll be in the bush Thursday. That's $25 off, starting at $100. That's for both sides. All right, next up is Bay Condo. It's our training event. That's going to be at the Old Bethpage Village in New York, right on Long Island. The dates are May 1st to the 3rd. And the ticket price is 35% off. So that's down to $65 for a three-day event. And that includes your own custom sweatshirts, those gray sweatshirts with everyone's last name on the back. Awesome. It just looks so cool with everyone having the same sweatshirt and the same uniform, looking like they're like a training class. So that event, I really want people to go to. I try to keep the price as low as I can. For all events. But this one especially, because I really want people to go. So I really think it's a good deal. You're getting room and board at an event, a sweatshirt, and training from guys either who are veterans of Broken Arrow events or just real world veterans. So it's really useful. Even if you don't go to Bay events, like, it's still pretty useful for other stuff, other Milsim events, just airsoft in general. So I highly recommend going to that event if you can make it. All right. So that's really it for the big events. Those are our three events that we have live right now. There are a few other ones in the works. We have another one booked, the GZA, which I can talk about in another future event, future podcast, probably the Come Correctness episode in December. But let's talk about a few of the products. Usually I have like 20 products discount up there. This year I didn't do as much. I really went with the stuff that sold last year. So if you guys are missing something, you were planning on buying something that I don't have up here, let me know. Maybe I can throw a sale together for you guys. But right now we have the koozies, which is three for $24. The Vietnam souvenir glasses, which is four for $47. That's 22% off if you bought all four together. Those glasses are actually going to be retired, and I'm probably going to replace them with new glasses. So if you really thought they were cool, pick them up before they're gone. Watches, which is a bestseller. That's our best, hands down our best seller in terms of products on the Bay website. They are 15% off with free shipping. I want to say that brings them out to about $35, which is really awesome because they're period looking watches. They're inexpensive and they're made to take a beating. They're designed to take a beating. I think we've had one broken watch in all the years I've been making them and selling them, and we were able to fix it. So, I mean, Ferrucci used his, and the battery ran out. We replaced the battery, and it was working again. One guy's watch stopped ticking. We opened it up, fixed it, and it's back to normal. So not too bad for a $35 watch that you're technically using in the field, in the bush, and kind of beaten up on. Better than buying like a $200 Seiko or one of the Ben Russ official government issued watches that are going for like $400 now. They're made to look period. They're really simple. I did make a communist one, actually. It's a Chi-Com Vietnamese officer's watch, which I looked up what that even is. It is a real thing. And I modeled it a little bit to look a little different enough not to get hit with copyright, but it still looks the part. And so if you're one of the Pavan types and you want to watch, might be something to look into. I also made a very simplified version of an issued one of the Bay QM watches. So we still have the Patroller that I improved on and the Time Scout. Those are the two popular ones. I kept those. All the other ones I took off, and then I just have a straight up issued looking watch. That one might be cool if you want that simplistic looking basic vibe that most of the issued watches have anyway. So check those out. I really recommend. It's my favorite thing to do. I love making the watch designs, and every few years I'll shake them up. So give it a look. All right, see what else. The Bay calendar. So the Bay calendar, if you played the baseball game and you're on one of the months, you have to buy that fucking calendar. I'm sorry. So that calendar is on sale. I think it's $25. It's $3 off, and you're getting a Power Bay sweepstakes entry. So you're getting an extra entry on top of just buying an awesome calendar. Not only that, but yeah, it's just a fun, good fundraiser for Bay to get stuff like that. It looks like a legit baseball card on the actual calendar itself is a baseball card. I'm going to show it as I'm talking. But yeah, the month is a baseball card, and then you have baseball cards under it too. So it looks like there's more to it. Like, so if you are in one of the months, you could be in one of the baseball cards throughout the months. So give it a look out. And it's something that, you know, we put a lot of time in. Sabia put a lot of time in taking those pictures and getting them developed. And it took me time just to make these calendars work and put them all together. So, yeah, it'd be appreciated if guys picked that calendar up. Especially, the guys who were on those months. All right, let's see what else we have here. All right, so all the spooky stuff. So, spooky stuff. I'm wearing it right now. I love it. I love the vibe it has. It's I went for like these old timey cartoons, but implementing the Vietnam era stuff, like Wandering Soul, but also giving like that Bay vibe that we do. And I think we've let the foot off the pedal a little bit with the Bay branding. Like Mike O'Donnell used to say, like, we had the best branding in any airsoft group out there, any reenacting group out there. So I've started to get a little creative with it, and it's not a rebrand, but it's just another facet of my artistic creativity that I want to implement in my hobby. So yeah, the spooky stuff is all 13% off right now. So that's sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, glasses. I even have a cardigan. Yeah, it's 13% off, and one of the items on there, I believe it's the Rocks glasses with some of the, I believe we have the AC-47, the Spooky Gunship, and something else. I think it was it might be this guy. The glass comes out to like $13. So yeah, things are as low as $13 on there. Speaking of artistic and creativity, we held a design contest. It was Big Bay's Groovy T-shirt Design Contest. Bay loves the long names. But we had a few entries, and we picked two winners. We had the community winner, and then we had a staff pick winner. And both of those shirts, they're not on sale per se, but if you like the designs, you want to support the guy who made them, you get a bonus Power Bay sweepstakes entry when you buy any one of those shirts. So it's either the Already Dead shirt or the Peace Pipe shirt. Yeah. So the shirts are pretty cool. I really like both of them. Very different, but that's what I like. It gives a little bit of a variety behind them. But yeah, bonus Power Bay sweepstakes entry when you buy those shirts. Speaking of the Power Bay sweepstakes, all right. So we have the Power Bay sweepstakes. How it works is spend $150. You're entered. Spend $300, you're entered. $450, you're entered. So every $150 you spend, you're entered into the Power Bay sweepstakes. Now, along that, you have all these random items that give Power Bay sweepstakes bonus entries. On top of that, we are doubling all the entries you get for this span of time. So it's from November 28th to December 5th. All the entries you get are doubled. So let's say you buy the Tiger Mountain ticket and a Bay calendar, that gets you over $150. So you get $150 for buying the you get an entry for spending $150, and you also get another entry for buying the calendar. That's times two. So now you get four entries on that transaction. So that's how we're doing it. That's the big deal for Black Friday there with the Powerbase sweepstakes. Happy to be doing the Powerbase sweepstakes. What is this? This is our third year doing it. We tweaked it a lot from last year to this year in terms of how we're presenting the prize, which I think was better this year's for 2025. And we're doing the same thing for 2026. It'll be presented at the big event. So if you're going to that big event and right now, let's say you buy your ticket for $130, look for something else to get to the $150 and you're entered. So I highly recommend it. Andrew Marshall, he can test to it. He's the big winner last year. If you know him, ask him about it. Ask him how awesome it was to win the big prize. But we had a lot of prizes on there. We had the Tokyo Marui M16. This year is going to be a classic Army M16 for 2026. We had helmets. We had Bay t-shirts. We had, trying to think what else. We had a whole bunch of stuff for sale. So definitely look into the Powerbase sweepstakes. Try to qualify as much as you can and get entered. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to my spiel, my sales pitch. This is probably the only one we do all year. We'll go back to bitching about the Discord or something next month. But I really appreciate you guys watching and listening. And we'll see you guys on the field soon. I don't know. I got a lot of work to do. So, all right, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like and subscribe.